Chiropractic Family Health Center. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
The Allegheny Health Network Studios. This is the voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA. Now.
CBS News. I'm Gary Nunn. President Trump's top advisor and son-in-law is reportedly a person of interest in the Russia election meddling investigation. CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger in Washington.
The Washington Post says early last December, Jared Kushner and Russia's ambassador to Washington talked about creating a secret, secure communications link with the Trump transition team using Russian diplomatic facilities. The Post, citing U.S. officials, says it was an apparent move to prevent pre-inauguration discussions from being monitored. The FBI is looking into meetings Kushner had with Russians as part of its ongoing investigation into contacts between them and Trump officials. His lawyer says Kushner is cooperating with all inquiries. Sam Litzinger, CBS News, Washington.
That meeting was disclosed by the White House in March, but at the time, its significance was downplayed. President Trump today on Twitter says NATO allies are already stepping up their contributions. Money, he says, is beginning to pour in. 2 days ago, Mr. Trump scolded members of NATO for not spending enough on defense. The president's meetings with the G7 allies may be having an impact on his thinking about climate.
After huddling here with G7 allies, the president's views on the Paris Climate Agreement are said to be evolving. That's the word from Mr. Trump's top economic advisor. The White House has said a decision on pulling out of the 2015 accord would only come after this summit.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy traveling with the president in Italy. More arrests have been made in Manchester, England in the concert bombing case.
Overnight, British police used an explosive device to blow in the door of a Manchester property, then arrested two men on suspicion of terror offenses. These arrests are the latest in the investigation into Monday's suicide bombing at Manchester Arena that killed 22 people. This brings to 11 the number of men in custody. Their age between 18 and 38 and reportedly includes the bomber's older brother.
CBS's Larry Miller in London. Two people known dead, one injured in a stabbing attack on a MAX train in Portland, Oregon yesterday. Police Sergeant Pete Simpson says one suspect is in custody.
He was talking about a lot of different things, not just specifically anti-Muslim. We don't know if he's got mental health issues. We don't know if he's under the influence of drugs or alcohol or all of the above.
Witnesses say the victims were stabbed after they approached the suspect and asked him to stop a violent rant against Muslims. Two Muslim women were apparently on the train at the time. Some of the recording industry's brightest stars, plus many Hollywood personalities, remembered Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell yesterday at a memorial service in L.A. Fans brought flowers and notes and sang Cornell's songs together. Some listened to his music aloud on their phones.
It's one of the saddest days of my life. I'd say it's equal to Elvis passing or John Lennon. This is a huge moment here, and I could not miss this.
This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood. Does your small business need better technology? Recent developments have revolutionized input processing, storage, and output technologies. Multimedia technologies have become extremely popular and costs keep coming down. Choose the right technology by asking the IT professionals. They can make sure that you get exactly what you need. Those small business advisors can help you to handle your tech needs to meet your goals and better serve your customers. Call 1-877-BUY-DELL.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL.
The PepsiCo company has posted a request for new protein sources on an innovation website. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenaby reports that some responses already have been received.
PepsiCo is more than just soft drinks. It also makes Doritos, Cheetos, and other food products. And it's looking for new ways to make those products more nutritious, like adding worms. It's been experimenting with new sources of high protein, including mealworm powder and even finely ground up crickets. Neither has made the grade, but the search does continue. Pepsi has even posted requests for suggestions on new and novel protein sources, be they plant-based or insect-based. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
There's no indication so far when a section of California won. The highway through California's Big Sur might reopen. The road has been closed since a landslide last weekend. Caltrans says a quarter-mile section at Mud Creek is buried under a 40-foot layer of dirt and rock. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Right now, take a test drive at Barrel, and you could win a $1,000 gift card or any one of over $10,000 worth of prizes and surprises. And there's lots more happening at the Barrel Big Surprise Party and Sale. Just pull into any Barrel store right now for huge deals, big price cuts, as much as 30% off Blue Book on hundreds of used cars and trucks. Any brand you want, fully inspected, ready credit, low monthly payments. The big sale starts Friday, but the Big Surprise Party is Saturday at all Barrel stores. Free food and drink, gifts, free tickets, music, celebrities, and big fun. One big surprise party, one big sale. But it's Memorial Day weekend only, so don't miss it. The Big Barrel Surprise Sale. Test drive offer ends May 31st. No purchase necessary. Purchase will not increase your chances of winning. Must be 18 and have a valid driver's license. While supplies last, get all the details at barrel.com.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast, brought to you by DrBactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
A shower, thunderstorm around this morning. Otherwise, clouds will break for some sunshine this afternoon. High today, 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and at night. High 77. For Memorial Day, partly sunny, high 77. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini. On News Radio 1020, KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
All right, this is going to be a fantastic hour because it's something that everybody deals with. Mr. John Samick just informed us all on Facebook and YouTube minutes ago that it's always around us. I did not know that. Mold. It's Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Works. John Sr. and son Johnny here today, 412-826-1010 or servicemasterofgreaterpittsburgh.com. Johnny, let's begin with you. You mentioned how mold was handled in the old days when we were together last time. We talked about that just a little bit. Actually, going back further than that, were you referring to in the Bible? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, actually, I was. It's pretty interesting how if you look in the Bible, you can learn a lot about life and in our industry with mold remediation. It actually is there too. So I'm going to read you just a little excerpt from the book of Leviticus 14, 33 through 53. So you guys can look it up out there if you want. So it says in the Bible, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when you enter the land of Canaan, which I'm giving you as your possession, and I put a spreading mold in a house in that land, the owner of the house must go and tell the priest, I have seen something that looks like a defiling mold in my house. The priest is to order the house to be emptied before he goes in to examine the mold, so that nothing in the house will be pronounced unclean. After this, the priest is to go in and inspect the house. He is to examine the mold on the walls. And if it has greenish or reddish depressions that appear to be deeper than the surface of the wall, the priest shall go out of the house and in 7 days come back and check it again. On the seventh day, the priest shall return. If the mold is spread on the walls, then he's to order that the contamination needs to be torn out. He must have all the inside walls of the house scraped and the material that is scraped off dumped into an unclean place outside the town. Then they are to take other stones to replace these and take new clay and plaster the house. So just from that little bit of an excerpt, we can see that even in the Bible times, they had to deal with mold. So all the way back since the creation of the world, there's been mold. And mold's had a purpose for it, but it's been around for a long time.
And
the thing to note there is that the Lord did not advise to simply paint over it or use bleach. Depending on the extent of the mold growth, an owner may be able to safely remediate the problem themselves, or it actually may require professional help. So the first point that we'd like to make here is that mold, has been around forever, and that mold, no matter where it is in the home, should be addressed, whether it's in the refrigerator, in the bathroom, the basement, attic, or behind the walls. Mold is as part of the fungi family, and Johnny, you mentioned, we talked about it being in the refrigerator. Actually, when we talked that mold is in everybody's home, sometimes we want mold to be in your home. In your refrigerator, you may have some delicious mushrooms that you're putting on your steak or in a salad, or you have blue cheese. And all those are fungi, which is where mold is in that same family. So the point we want to stress here is that there's no mold-free environment, particularly inside homes.
You have to remember, wasn't God the original home improvement person? I think so, right? All right, here we go. People often say, I have musty mildew smells in my house, but sometimes they say they have a moldy smell or moldy problem in the house. What is the difference between mildew and mold? Is it more dangerous than the other? It's Johnny.
Nope, that's actually a very great question. We get asked that all the time. It's sort of an interchangeable word. Mildew, people kind of think is not as harsh. In mold, oh man, mold is that four-letter word. But actually, mildew and mold, if you look at them under a microscope, whatever you call them, they're all spores. They're all fungus. A lot of times, what mildew is, you kind of think of it's formed by excess moisture, humidity in the air. You think of mildew maybe outside. After a rain or, kind of in the forest, you see mildew sort of growing on leaves of trees or of plants. Maybe in a shower after so many, water showers and baths, you get a little bit of mildew on the shower curtain. Well, actually, that's mold. Mildew and mold are for all purposes the same thing. So can they be dangerous? They all can be dangerous at times. So it's a tricky question. So when we're looking at mildew or mold, we're really looking at what the source of the water problem is that caused them.
All right, a very short break, and then we shall come back. Much more still to come. I want you to know that if you're dealing with this issue and you need help, look no further than the Samick family out there in Oakmont, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, or servicemasterofgreaterpgh.com.
We're live, we're local, we're the voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
This is Pittsburgh, covered by UPMC.
Bob Massey Toyota of North Huntington has a Toyota Time Sales event going on with 2017 Camry and RAV4 at 0% for 72 months or cash back of $2,500 with approved credit. Stop and drive the all-new Highlander, Corolla, and complete line of new Toyota models in stock. Take advantage of Toyota's Time Sales event. The Memorial Day sale is going on now. Bob Massey, where knowing your customer always comes first, has kept them in business for over 35 years. Stop today or visit bobmassey.com. Be treated the way you deserve at Bob Massey Toyota.
Hi, I'm Mike Capel. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code radio, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Still looking for the perfect summer getaway? Stay at the all-inclusive Rio Lupita in Mexico's Riviera Maya for just $5.99. $5.99 includes your nonstop flight from Pittsburgh, hotel stay, meals, drinks, and hotel taxes. Book today with Vacation Express.
A weekend long stop out at Schultz Ford Memorial Day Sales Weekend. It's going on now until Monday. Don't miss the barbecue.
And the pitch. Fly ball to right field toward the foul line, deep, and it is gone. It's a two-run homer for Neil Walker. Just clearing the Clemente wall and gives the Mets a 3-0 lead in the third.
The Pine Richland grad, Neil Walker, went yard not once, but twice. Greg Brown, 93.7, the fan.
Another 3-2 pitch and a high fly ball hit deep to right field. It's a two-homer game.
Mets 1-8-1. Two teams again tonight, a little after 7 at PNC Park. 93-7 the fan. Garrett Cole gets the start. Big news around these parts, though. The Pens versus Nashville. Game 1 for Lord Stanley's Cup Monday. PPG Paints Arena and on NBC. Doc Emrick, Peter McGuire, Eddie Olczyk with a call. At 8 o'clock, the puck will drop, but this team always finds a way. Coach Mike Sullivan.
This team has found ways to win all year long, regardless of who's in the lineup. It's the next man up mentality, and these guys just, they never look for excuses, and they're at, the expectation is high all the time.
Sidney Crosby.
It's a good feeling, you know, to compete the way we did. We ended up getting the lead a couple times, and, you know, within minutes, it was back to a tie game. So that's not easy, but we just stuck with it.
Scott Piercy, Webb Simpson, Kevin Kisner, Danny Lee are tied at 6-under for the lead at the Dean and DeLuca Invitational at the Colonial Country Club in Texas. Tomorrow, it's the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500 at 11 a.m. on ABC. And then later on Fox, the Coca-Cola 600. Big day for NASCAR as well. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Very interesting topic of conversation. It is Pittsburgh Works, the good folks from Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, John and Johnny Samick, and their phone numbers, 412-826-1010, Servicemaster of Greater PGH.com. So, John, before we talk about toxic black mold, what is it that helps mold grow in the house?
Johnny had mentioned earlier the issue of moisture, and we're gonna, and that really cannot be stressed enough. If a mold or mildew condition exists in the indoor environment, you probably have a moisture problem. But really, mold needs five things to take hold and begin to grow. First, it needs an organic food source, and it can begin to act like the carnivorous eating machine that it is. In the home, the most desirable material is paper-based because it's already partially digest. Mold loves cellulose. Second thing, it needs a temperature above 68 degrees to really start up. However, we have also seen molds grow in refrigerators and elsewhere. There are over 1,000 identified molds that grow in places like the holds of oil tankers and even in the Antarctic. In the home, it also needs low airflow to grow, as spores that are the seeds of the mold need to be able to be settled on surfaces and not be blown all over the place. Mold loves to grow in dark places, away from the sunlight. But most importantly, and this is the thing that we have to control, because the previous four things are there. There's nothing you can do about temperature or relative humidity. But the wild card is moisture. The humidity above 60% relative humidity is where mold begins to grow. Homes should be kept at 50 to 55% relative humidity to be comfortable and safe. God gave this mission of mold is to destroy and digest organic materials. There's no silver bullet or secret spray that kills mold. And the reality is, if you don't control the moisture, anything you do today will be undone tomorrow when the mold begins to grow again.
Let me think outside the mold box here for just a moment. Does it necessarily mean that it's always more prevalent in an older home as opposed to a newer home that really has nothing to do with it? Johnny, answer that real quick, then we'll move on to our next topic.
Yeah, sure. You know what? Older houses, we find, if they get wet, they dry out faster. For the same reason that you have high heating bills and cooling bills is because there's not much insulation. They're not built really tight.
What?
So when you have a house built really tight, like newer houses where you have a lot of insulation, different vapor barriers, when they get wet, they stay wet. And that's when mold starts to grow. And there's a lot of building materials that mold loves to grow on. In older homes, when you have a lot of plaster, a lot of hardwoods, things that are less porous, when they get wet, it may take a little bit longer to dry there, but the mold doesn't grow as prevalent. They still can, but it takes a little bit longer. They dry out on their own a little bit.
All right. Now, some other molds, things that you may see in and around your house, such as the shower or mold on the foundation block in the basement. What can be done to know if there is really a mold problem? And I've heard about the toxic black mold that is found in homes. That sounds like something that Hollywood made up. What in the world is that all about, Johnny?
Well, those are actually two pretty good questions. The first one is, like, where else do you find mold? One of the calls that we get most often is when houses are being bought and sold. Because a lot of times people have mold. It's always been there. They just don't think about it. It's been in the attic. It's in the bathroom. It's just mold. Except when they go to sell the house. So we get a lot of calls from realtors and from home sellers or buyers or people interested in selling home. So that's where a lot of the mold that we find. And typically, they're going to be something that you find in the basement on the block walls downstairs. They're going to be something that is up in the attic. So what we do is we could provide inspections to determine the conditions present and advise all parties of kind of what to do next. This is only a very limited response to a mold problem. Usually you have to understand that mold spores and the mold parts are very, very small and that all mold conditions may not be visible. So a home inspector might go in and they look for visible signs of water damage or mold. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there could be mold behind walls or in other areas that could be causing a problem, but you just can't see it. So to properly understand the conditions present, a trained inspector must take samples such as swab samples or air samples and send those out to a lab for analysis. Only after a lab runs their tests can you truly know if you have a mold problem that needs professional remediation or if a much more limited cleanup can be employed by maybe the homeowner.
Let me ask you guys this, and then we'll move on and let John get in on this toxic black mold. Can a home inspector really tell for sure if somebody has mold, or you really need an expert to come in and work shoulder to shoulder with them?
Well, home inspectors do, and there may be some that do a little bit more involved testing, but typically a home inspector is going to do a visual inspection and notes for mold, and they're gonna see situations on the roof sheathing. They're going to see situations maybe around in the bathroom or in the basement corner or someplace like that. So they can see it. The real question is it a problem that is a health problem, or is it just a cosmetic problem that's going to prevent a sale of a house? So Typically they're going to do visual. Some of them may do the lab testing.
Let me ask you this. Say if somebody thinks they have mold, and obviously they'd like to hire you to clean it up, but they just want to know if they have mold. Do you come over for a charge just to say you have it if they want to put their house up for sale? Is that something that you guys do?
Yeah. I mean, when we come over and take a look at it, even though through years of experience, we can make a pretty good educated guess if that is mold.
Right.
Typically, we tell them, look, the only way to really know is to take a test. They get to a independent lab, have the lab look at it under a microscope.
Is that what you guys do, John? Is that what you guys do?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. 412-826-1010, ServiceMaster, GreaterPGH.com. Okay, John, you mentioned toxic black mold, and this is the mold that has most people very upset and nervous. In reality, it is one of the five molds that are typically, now, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that if you think that you have, you really need to pick up the phone. You need to call these guys, okay? Found inside the home or business. Remember that there are over 1,000 identified molds that exist in all environments,
and that's the toxic black mold, and that's the one that probably has the best public relations organization working for it, because that's the one that everybody is most fearful of. If the question that we always are asked is it the toxic mold? Is it the one that people have gotten super sick over? And it's important to know that people can be sensitized to all different types of molds. It's basically an allergic reaction. So there are different levels of mold. There's allergenic, there's pathogenic, and there's toxic. But yet, you know, somebody who has an allergic response, such as asthma, will respond to any type of mold that they're sensitized to. But typically in the home, there are five different molds that we look at. There's an Alternia mold, there's Aspergillus, there's Cladosporium, and there's Penicillium. And these are the four that are always present. Okay, we talked earlier that mold is always around us. These are the four types of mold that no matter how clean you think your home is, we take that air sample testing, there will be some of these levels, okay? The Stachybotrys mold, that's the black slimy mold, the black toxic mold. And that's the mold that is very, very prevalent when you have very wet paper-type materials. And that, it's black, it's slimy, it has the most toxic mycotoxins, which are the little gases and chemicals that it gives off. primarily the mycotoxins are there to ward off other molds, but they also are detrimental to our living as well. So Stachybotrys is the black slimy mold. As materials dry out, the other ones become more prevalent. But if you hear the words black toxic mold, and you think, if you actually think you have it, that's the one mold that there's no level of tolerance in the home for. If you have one spore or five spores, it needs to be addressed.
All right, now listen, we're going to come back after the news update and talk about removal or cleanup. And these guys are so humble, and they are truly men of faith, believe me, that they would just sit here and educate all day, but I want them to actually get a little business out of this because I trust what they do, and I've always been a fan of Service Master. So tell the folks a little bit about your business, please. Let's talk about what you guys do. I mean, you're teaching us so much. I never realized, honestly, I thought mold was mold. I mean, and, you know, penicillin, obviously we understand that, but this has been very enlightening. So before we get back to how we can clean up and remove it, let's talk about what you do at Service Master Greater Pittsburgh.
That is a good question. Primarily what we do is we solve problems under roofs. We are passionate about serving people. We have a wide variety of things we do, everything from this mold remediation, mold cleanup. We do consulting type of services. We clean carpets. We clean carpets every day. We clean floors every day. We're in people's homes every day doing cleaning operations in businesses. Addition to that, when disaster strikes, a fire, a flood, a storm, we have a complete team that responds to that 24 hours a day, all the way up to actually rebuilding and construction. We have a whole construction division that takes the project from inception to completion, and our intention is to make the best situation out of the worst situation.
Tell me about this construction company. I've known you a long time, but I didn't know anything about that. What's that all about? Like, you need more to do.
Well, typically, as the situation unfolds, once we've demonstrated to the homeowner that they've made the good decision, or their insurance company has made the right decision to have us come out to the job site, The very next question is, what's next? Who's going to take care of putting new floors in? Who's going to take care of the painting? Or who's going to take care of a new kitchen, or, you know, in some cases, a whole new house? So it was just a natural offshoot that we were able to take care of the customer's needs at the first level and the second level to take it all the way through. So for the 36 years we've been in business, we've been a construction company.
That's amazing. One of the things that must frustrate you is the fact we were talking about painting over mold, and I know a lot of people that do that. I'm sure that you've come in and you're too humble, but I'm going to ask you, you've cleaned up where other people were supposed to have done the job, and where people are actually paying twice. That's got to frustrate you.
Well, I mean, it is frustrating, but I suppose if everybody did the job perfectly, we'd have a lot more competitive.
Is this a hard job, Johnny, is this a hard job?
You know what? It's an enjoyable job most of the time. But as far as the hard work, it can be. But you know what? At the end of the day, you know, when you have a job that you can, you're going to fight through some of the hard valleys and peaks and valleys of the project. But at the end, when you can see the result of what you've done, whether it be something that we just cleaned or something that we took from a fire damage situation to a before fire situation, nice and new looking, it makes it worthwhile at the end.
Sounds good. Listen, we'll take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about mold removal, cleanup, all of that stuff. But if you have an issue with mold, or you think you have mold, and you need help, I can't recommend these men any higher than simply saying, look, I trust him in my house, and I'm sure you understand the significance of anyone's home, right, in your family. So 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, Servicemaster of Greater PGH.com, Servicemaster of Greater PGH.com. Next hour, we continue our salute to Memorial Day weekend, and I hope you will stay with us because we've got the big broadcast Monday at the Monaca American Legion Post 580 from noon to 3.
Generations have turned to News Radio 1020 KDKA for the news that shaped our culture.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear,
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And you can count on the award-winning KDKA News for timely, accurate news, day in and day out.
I'm Paul Rasmussen.
I'm Rose Ryan Douglas on the Voice of Pittsburgh.
When you need to know, you need News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Happy Memorial Day savings at Coons Market. Isn't that right, Joe Dentisi?
Right, Rob, for Memorial Day, we have 8-inch round picnic cake for $5.99. Pepsi or Mountain Dew, 24-pack, 12-ounce cans, $5.49. Coons hot dog or hamburger buns, package of 8.99. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, 18-ounce bottles, 10 for $10. In our meat departments, choice semi-bonus New York strip steaks, $8.99 a pound. Fresh all-natural pork baby back ribs, $3.99 a pound. Trudeau hot dogs, one-pound package for $0.99. Fresh all-natural chicken thighs or drumsticks, $0.99 a pound. In our produce departments, whole seedless watermelon, $3.69 each. Sweet California cherries, $2.99 a pound. In our prepared foods, Coons own homemade coleslaw, $2.99 a pound.
It's all happening now at one of your 9 neighborhood Coons Markets. To find the one nearest you, click on coonsmarket.com. Coons Market, a special place in your neighborhood, and all stores will be open Memorial Day until 7 p.m. Coons Market, happy holidays.
Too busy to slow down work zones?
Having to check your text messages? Daydreaming about your vacation?
None of those are worth the nightmare of killing a construction worker.
Summer travel season is about to begin, and more Americans will be hitting the roads. But summer is also the peak season for highway work. When you see orange barrels, slow down, pay attention, and put the phone away. Keep the men and women who maintain our roads safe, as well as you and your passengers. This message brought to you by the Associated General Contractors of America.
It's one big party and one big sale. Plenty of prizes and surprises. Lots of great deals on hundreds of great cars and trucks. The Barrel Big Surprise Sale. This Memorial Day weekend. Don't miss it.
From the Allegheny Health Network Studios, this is the Voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA.
CBS News update. Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, according to the Washington Post, told his superiors that he and Trump advisor Jared Kushner talked about setting up a secret communications link between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. That was in December. More from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Even as President Trump's aides touted the success of this trip, they faced new questions about a key member of the president's inner circle. Published reports say top aide Jared Kushner had more extensive conversations with Russian officials than was previously known, and that he sought to have secret back-channel talks with Moscow through Russian diplomatic outposts in the U.S.
Lawyers representing Kushner have responded.
In a statement, Kushner's attorney said, Mr. Kushner previously volunteered to share with Congress what he knows about these meetings. He will do the same if he's contacted in connection with any other inquiry.
CBS's Errol Barnett. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
Save $500 on a new roof. Keep listening and find out how. Your home is probably the biggest investment you'll ever make. So when you need a new roof, choose the region's leader, Nasco Roofing. Nasco Roofing has earned the Better Business Bureau's A-plus rating for the past 17 years, as well as an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred designation, and only the very best roofers go Platinum Preferred. And that's achieved through superior work and superior service. Most of Nasco's roofing jobs are completed in one day, keeping any inconvenience to a minimum. You gotta love that. As a public service, Nasco Roofing recommends that you research the contractor to make sure they are fully insured, have solid references, and workman's comp insurance. Nasco's certified inspectors will also work with your insurance company to help process your claim from A to Z. Get a free roof inspection and receive $500 off a new roof through June 30th. Call 412-373-1951. Owens Corning and Nasco Roofing, a winning combination. Nasco Roofing, NASCO.
Too busy to slow down work zones?
Having to check your text messages? Daydreaming about your vacation?
None of those are worth the nightmare of killing a construction worker.
Summer travel season is about to begin, and more Americans will be hitting the roads. But summer is also the peak season for highway work. When you see orange barrels, slow down, pay attention, and put the phone away. Keep the men and women who maintain our roads safe, as well as you and your passengers. This message brought to you by the Associated General Contractors of America.
It's one big party and one big sale. Plenty of prizes and surprises. Lots of great deals on hundreds of great cars and trucks. The Barrel Big Surprise Sale. This Memorial Day weekend. Don't miss it.
UPMC for Life is proud to be the PA State sponsor of National Senior Health and Fitness Day on Wednesday, May 31st. This important day encourages older adults all over the U.S. to stay healthy and fit. Get to the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium on May 31st at 10 a.m. for exercise demonstrations, preventative screenings, light refreshments, and other fun activities that'll get you moving. Admission is free for UPMC for Life members and adults age 65 and older. They look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, Larry Richard for Window Nation. Everyone has a smartphone these days. How would you like to have a smart home? What if you could permanently reduce your utility bills? And even better, what if you could increase the value of your home? Well, great news. With Window Nation's smartphone sale, you can. And at prices 50% off. If your home was built before 2000, your windows are most likely outdated and not Energy Star compliant. Do what over 65,000 homeowners have already done. Call Window Nation now. Get 50% off all window styles. Plus, no interest financing until 2019. That's 50% off Energy Star certified windows that block 80% of damaging UV rays while reducing energy loss. Now that's smart. Plus, buy a house of windows from Window Nation and they'll throw in a free Google Home device. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION. Tell them Larry sent you. PA License 104611.
Now, at the Wright Nissan Memorial Day sales event, they're celebrating their 90th year
with Rogue Media.
Wright Nissan of Wexford has one of the largest new Nissan inventories in Pittsburgh with over 140 new Rogues in stock. Hurry in and lease a 2017 Nissan Rogue S for only $139 a month with $29.99 cash or trade down. With two or more at this price, these Rogues come well equipped. With all-wheel drive, Bluetooth, backup camera, and more.
There's so many to pick from. Why go anywhere else?
Just like summer, these sale prices won't last long. Only at Wright Nissan in Wexford or WrightNissanPA.com.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast. Brought to you by DrFactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
This morning, we'll start with a shower and thunderstorm. Then clouds break for some sunshine this afternoon, high 74. Patchy cloudiness tonight, low 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and at night, high 77. Partly sunny on Memorial Day Monday, high 77. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, here they are again. It is John and Johnny Samick from Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. We were talking in the first segments about mold. Now it's time to talk mold removal or cleanup and mold remediation. Just what is the difference between remediation and removal? Johnny.
All right, so mold removal or cleaning, it's removing the mold you can see with the naked eye. So, for instance, you might find some mold in the bathroom shower on the tile or the grout, or maybe around windowsills or ledges. Those types of things, you remove it. You wipe it down, you clean it, you take the mold away. More complex, but still mold removal, is the mold that shows up in the attic on the sheathing under the shingles. This is a common item. It's usually found when homes are being, getting ready to be sold. It often results from, bathroom vent that might be disconnected, where all the humidity from showers are coming up into the attic. It could be something where the exhaust fans, possibly the roof, might have had leaked in the past, or it could be something as odd as a heavily shaded area where you have trees outside that keep your one side of your roof nice and shady. And the other side's nice and sunny, and you develop moisture up in there, and it can create mold. So you can remove that mold from the surface. So anything that you can physically remove from the surface without having to remove the building material, we call it mold removal or cleanup. Mold remediation, that's for larger mold issues. And that's going to involve areas that are more than 10 square feet affected. 10 square feet, if you think of it, is actually quite a bit of mold. So if you have more than 10 square feet, that's where you're looking at to do remediation. And that's additionally, you're going to need to do some air sample testing. That's going to be able to show what it was at the time of before the cleaning, and then another air sample after the cleaning to make sure that you didn't just remove the source of the mold, the visible stuff. You also remove the stuff you can't see, the mold that's in the air. You typically mold remediation, you're going after those four indicator molds that my dad had mentioned earlier on, as well as the stachybotrys mold, which is what everybody considers to be the black mold.
John, before you jump in here, mm-hmm. can the family stay in their home even in the worst case scenario while you're doing what you do?
If in the worst case scenario, no. Although they may have been living in that situation for some time, but when you're getting into a mold remediation situation, you're going to potentially stir up a little bit of the mold in your cleaning process. Now we're pretty strict about how we do things. We put plastic up. You got to control the airflow. When our workers are working, they're wearing protective suits and respirators. So when this kind of work is going on, people look at it and they're actually frightened. And so we recommend that the home or the business be the work area at least be isolated, because there's, you know, we are talking about potentially very dangerous things getting into your breathing, getting into your body. So the answer, if we're into remediation, would be to isolate the area at least.
All right, we're going to talk about dealing with it in small areas in a natural way right now. But real quick, have you ever told a family when you've gone in and it's just so bad, hey, look, how long has it been this way? And maybe you should kind of visit your doctor. Have you ever done something like that? Because, I mean, it really can be a silent problem that can come on you all at once that you've been dealing with and not realizing it's doing damage.
Well, we actually get calls a lot. And they ask us, is this causing problems to my health? First thing I tell them is, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. So what we tell them is, look, for that, you definitely need to visit your doctor to find out about, you know, if you have allergies to mold. But what we can do is explain to them in a sane manner, so you're not scaring the people that, you know, you don't fear mold. You just have to respect it and know how to deal with it. So if we can tell them, look, you know, we can contain the problem, we can discover and figure out what the problem is that's causing the mold and eliminate those things, from that point forward, you know, if you need to go visit the doctor, then by all means go visit the doctor. But we can take care of the source of the problem, but you'll need to take care of your own personal health. And really, mold affects the very young, the very elderly, and the people with immune-compromised diseases. If those three, if any of those people are in the house, we do tell them to take more precautions even before we would get there. You know, hey, you know what, if you suspect that there's a problem, take them out of that room. Don't let them go into that room. If it's a bedroom, shut the door. Don't go in there. If it's a basement, hey, shut the door and try not to let any of those people down near the mold. So we do give them recommendations like that, but we don't really try to tell them if it's going to create problems for them.
The thing about homes is that they are a breathing entity. You have ductwork that is transmitting stuff from one room to the next. And people become sensitized and allergic to mold with consistent, even low levels of exposure. So that's why our workers, even in the most simplest situation, they're going to be wearing personal protective equipment, because they work with this stuff every day. Same thing in a home. If you're constantly exposed to something, even at very low levels, which normally wouldn't be a problem, you're gonna develop some sensitivity to it, which is an allergic reaction.
All right, we're going to come back. We've got much more to talk about in the way of mold. But if you have any questions and you want to maybe have them come to your home, 412-826-1010, 412-826-1010, Servicemaster of Greater PGH.com. Back with more in a moment. Good morning.
Twitter. Social media serves as an adequate alert.
Facebook.
But if you want to cut through the clutter and get the whole story,
trust
and verify.
Verify.
With the original social media. News Radio 1020, KDK.
KA.
Now,
at the Wright Nissan Memorial Day sales event, they're celebrating their 90th year
with Rogue Media.
Wright Nissan of Wexford has one of the largest new Nissan inventories in Pittsburgh, with over 140 new Rogues in stock. Hurry in and lease a 2017 Nissan Rogue S for only $139 a month, with $29.99 cash or trade down. With two or more at this price, these Rogues come well equipped with all-wheel drive, Bluetooth, backup camera, and more.
There's so many to pick from. Why go anywhere else?
Just like summer, these sale prices won't last long. Only at Wright Nissan in Wexford or WrightNissanPA.com.
380 Discount Warehouse in Murrysville carries a full line of brand new furniture at discount pricing. 380 Discount Warehouse carries Ashley, Liberty, Vaughn Bassett, and Best Home Furniture, and many more. You can special order your furniture at discount pricing. Check out 380 Discount Warehouse in Murrysville and on the web at shop380.com or call 724-339-3132. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 9 to 5. Shop 380 Discount Warehouse and save big.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So, about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Fly ball to right field toward the foul line, deep, and it is gone. It's a two-run homer for Neil Walker. Just clearing the Clemente wall and gives the Mets a 3-0 lead in the third.
The Pine Richland grad, Neil Walker, went yard not once, but twice. Greg Brown, 93.7, The Fan.
Another 3-2 pitch and a high fly ball hit deep to right field. It's a two-homer game.
Mets won 8-1. Two teams again tonight, a little after 7 at PNC Park. 93.7 The Fan. Garrett Cole gets the start. Big news around these parts, though. The Pens versus Nashville. Game 1 for Lord Stanley's Cup Monday. PPG Paints Arena and on NBC. Doc Emrick, Peter McGuire, Eddie Olczyk with a call. At 8 o'clock, the puck will drop. But this team always finds a way. Coach Mike Sullivan.
This team has found ways to win all year long, regardless of who's in the lineup. It's the next man up mentality, and these guys just they never look for excuses, and the expectation is high all the time.
Sidney Crosby.
It's a good feeling, to compete the way we did. We ended up getting the lead a couple times, and within minutes it was back to a tie game. So that's not easy, but we just stuck with it.
Scott Piercy, Webb Simpson, Kevin Kisner, Danny Lee are tied at 6-under for the lead at the Dean and DeLuca Invitational at the Colonial Country Club in Texas. Tomorrow it's the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500 at 11 a.m. on ABC. And then later on Fox, the Coca-Cola 600. Big day for NASCAR as well. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we are back on one more segment with John and Johnny Samick of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, servicemasterpgh.com. Okay, now we want to talk to John about mold removal and cleanup can often be undertaken by homeowners with a simple, natural way if dealing with small areas. John?
Yeah. Again, Johnny had mentioned earlier that mold needs to be not feared but respected. And everybody has mold in their home. There's no home that is mold free. And since mold was put here to do its job, all we need to do is have it do its job outside. If we see mold inside, we want to address it. So give you some idea of how you want to take care of a mold situation. Here's the best method that we've found for you in the home. Is first of all, you need to protect yourself. Just like we mentioned earlier about that we're going to be in suits because we touch this stuff every day. You want to use an N95 face mask to limit the breathing in of these mold spores and mold parts. And those N95 face masks, looks like a dust mask. It's a little bit more filtration there. You want to get that, you can get that at the hardware store. You also want to protect and wear rubber gloves because you are going to get your hands involved with the process. You want to mix up a half a cup of vinegar, a quarter cup of borax to a 1 quart of warm water, shake it and mix it thoroughly. So we're not using the age-old product of bleach. Bleach, if not handled properly, does kind of create a mold food. Okay, and so we're gonna use this product, the vinegar, borax, and warm water. We want to use a wiping cloth that we plan to dispose of after we're cleaning. We're not gonna recycle it or use it for anything else. We pour a small amount of the mixture on the mold or spray it there, some on the cloth. And we want to wipe it. We want to turn our cloth, wipe it again. You want to actually remove it. You're not scrubbing it off. You're not want to move it from side to side. Wipe away any mold debris that has become dislodged. Then you just repeat this process until all the mold is gone, and then dispose of those wiping cloths. Most importantly, is you need to address the cause of the elevated moisture, or you're likely to be doing this process again in a few weeks. Preventing mold is as important as removing it once it's found. So here are just a few tips about that. First of all, you need to make sure your bathrooms are properly ventilated and the vents are connected to the outside, not just in the ceiling spewing hot, moist air up into your cold attic, because the moisture will condense and you'll have that mold problem in your attic. Use ventilation fan for 30 minutes after a shower or bath. If you don't have a ventilation fan, they'll hopefully have a window. You can open that up. Use mildew-resistant shower curtains and window curtains. Wipe down the shower tiles and grout to remove any lingering dampness. So you need to look for areas where you might have condensation accumulating and determine why it's happening. Use the example of a cold glass of iced tea or another adult beverage on a hot summer day. The condensation on the outside of that glass is what you want to try to avoid in your house. This hidden condensation and dripping is what causes the most damage, and that's because it goes undetected for a long time. When we work in flood situations or water damages, there's not as much of a problem for the mold to kick up unless they have a pre-existing condition, because we're there taking care of it right away. It's those hidden situations, those condensation problems in the walls, condensation in a crawl space or in an attic, that become a problem. Many lawsuits against builders have been filed because of condensation issues that go unresolved. The other issue to look for is faulty or failing gutters or downspouts, which causes moisture to find its way into basement areas, which quietly damages building materials.
So before we get to Johnny to summarize, air circulating is still one of the best ways that you can prevent it, as long as there's air in there somehow where it can breathe.
And exactly. Ventilation is a two-edged sword. Ventilation is letting hot air in or hot air out in the winter. It's letting cold air out. So windows are great. Open the window, or having a ventilation system where the house is breathing. A house that's too closed up, you have reduced ventilation. But ventilation also is the air currents that causes mold and the dust that mold rides on to circulate throughout the house. So identifying any problems of elevated humidity and addressing it will really is the solution.
I think I'm going to open the windows in the bathroom. Leave them open this summer. Why not?
That's a good idea. Your neighbors will love you.
Good stuff. By the way, this raccoon state, folks, you got to tune into the Facebook page or YouTube under your Rob Pratt. Or what was that remark you made about raccoons?
Well, what I mentioned was that if mold didn't exist, if God didn't create mold, and mold, what it does, it breaks down organic matter. So outside, the trees that fall and the leaves that fall, it degrades basically into dirt. And I'd mentioned that if mold didn't exist, and this would be a great horror story, that we would be 100 miles deep in dead raccoons, because there would be no degradation of the old dead raccoons.
Good stuff. Okay, now, Johnny, if you will, please share with the audience, as we wrap up today's show, some of your final thoughts.
Well, I would say that it's just remember that mold has been with us for forever. It's not going anywhere. It'll be here forever. And that you don't fear it. You just have to understand it and respect it. If you understand some of the things about, how to control moisture, how you can control the food source. You know, keeping cardboard boxes up off the ground in your basements, keeping furniture slightly away from the walls. So, like we just talked about a second ago, it has some air circulation to get behind it. There's certain things that if you understand how mold grows, you don't have to fear it. You don't have to, when you see mold, start Googling and throwing up the red flag and thinking you're going to die. It's just understanding it, control it, and everything can be fine.
And let's just face it, some of us like to clean, a lot of people don't, but you got to maintain things, right? I mean, you just got to have some maintenance once in a while, whether it's your old elbow grease or you hire someone.
Cleaning is the first step to and moisture control is a steps to keeping a home, a healthy home, or building a healthy home. And so you're exactly right. You're cleaning it, you're naturally going to be picking up any type of early stages of any kind of organic growth. But you're also removing a lot of the food source. One of the things that mold will grow on a carpet or mildew will grow on the carpet. A carpet is basically a product made out of oil, is an inorganic product. But what mold will grow on is something that's in that carpet. So dead skin, stuff from your socks,
hair.
Pet hair, so there's an organic component to that carpet, and that's what the mold is going to be attacking.
Isn't it safe to say, and I've learned a lot about mold with you guys on today's show, but I've done enough home improvement shows through the decades, that if you have a basement in Western Pennsylvania, more times than not, don't feel bad. At one time in your life or another, you're going to end up with some sort of mold.
I used to, when I go to my grandparents' house, there was a distinctive smell that I remember it to be my grandparents' house, and now that I'm older, I know that it was a musty smell that they had in their basement. And they lived to 87 and 89 years old. So, it's around us. Big thing is to control it.
Here's another thing, though. Well, this is one last little tip. Just because something smells musty doesn't necessarily mean there's mold. Mustiness is the smell of moisture. So mold doesn't necessarily give off that watery smell. That's how you know that there's actually mold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there they go. The Samicks of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010.
This Memorial Day weekend, News Radio 1020 KDKA, StoryCorps, and CBS Radio News join forces to bring you the powerful stories of some of those who died at war. In their own words, friends and loved ones of the fallen share intimate accounts of strength and sacrifice that get to the heart of what it means to serve one's country. Listen for Soldier Stories, Memories of Love and Valor, Sunday night at 8:30 on KDKA.
Hey, you need to get to Janoski's this Memorial Day weekend. They're there every day, 8 to 7. They've got beautiful vegetable plants, bedding plants, herbs, everything you could ever want for a spectacular holiday weekend. And now ready in the farm market at Janoski's Route 30 in Clinton. How's this? Homegrown beets, spinach, lettuce, and asparagus. Like them on Facebook. Find out more at Janoski's.com. Or better yet, take a drive. Route 30, Janoski's Farm in Clinton, Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Brian from...
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, sir.
1-800-GOT-JUNK. Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Yes, sir. Very happy.
Will it make me happy?
Yes, sir. All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
I want to wear it.
The hat?
Yeah, the happiness hat.
There's one thing we need to do first.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
Okay, how about that?
Wow, that felt great.
Wow.
Wow! Will there be anything else?
Look at this place! I feel amazing!
Still want to wear the hat?
No, it's enough just to know the guys who do.
Spread the word, sir. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Bob Massey Toyota of North Huntington has a Toyota Time Sales event going on. 2017 Camry and RAV4 at 0% for 72 months or cash back of $2,500 with approved credit. Stop and
drive the all-new Highlander, Corolla, and complete line of new Toyota models in stock. Take advantage of Toyota's Chime Sales Event. The Memorial Day sale is going on now. Bob Massey, where knowing your customer always comes first, has kept them in business for over 35 years. Stop today or visit BobMassey.com. Be treated the way you deserve at Bob Massey Toyota.
Do you have questions about your roofing, siding, gutters, or windows, and you just don't trust the roofers out there? Tune in this Saturday at 7 a.m. when Doug Troach of Owens Corning will join Gary Ireland, owner of Ireland Contracting, to answer all your roofing questions. Ireland Contracting is truly Pittsburgh's home exterior experts, taking care of Pittsburgh homes since 1994. Listen this Saturday at 7 a.m. or call them at 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or IrelandContracting.com. Tune in every Sunday from 11 to 1.
Black and Gold Sunday Show with Rob Pratt.
Stay up to date on Pittsburgh sports with lively guests and conversation brought to you by Coons Quality Market, a Pittsburgh tradition. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Get KDKA on your smartphone. Download the radio.com app now at the iTunes and Google Play Store.
KDKA.
AMNHC. KDKA. FMHC 2 Pittsburgh. And KDKA.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, folks, that'll do it for this edition of Pittsburgh Works and Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Coming up next hour, we continue to salute Memorial Day, taking your phone calls and the latest on the president's trip overseas and more. So please stay tuned for that, all coming up after CBS Radio News, which is next at 8 o'clock on your Saturday morning with Rob Pratt on News Radio 1020. KDKA, good morning.